From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Talks regarding the planned June 12th U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore are still on track, and members of the U.S. administration are working to iron out the details, according to President Trump.
It's the second meeting in a month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the border village of Panmunjom. Moon's office says the two leaders discussed the peace commitments they agreed to at that first summit a month ago and Kim's potential summit with President Trump next month. Trump abruptly called off that meeting this week, citing North Korea's tremendous anger and open hostility, only to soften his stance a day later. Ben Thomas, Washington.
26-year-old Joshua Holt had been a prisoner in Venezuela since the summer of 2016, but on Saturday, he told U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House that he was overwhelmed with gratitude for those who had worked for his release. Trump said Holt had been incredibly brave. Holt and his Venezuelan wife arrived in the U.S. Saturday, accompanied by Senator Bob Corker, who helped negotiate their release. Holt, a former Mormon missionary, had traveled to Venezuela in June 2016 to marry. The police arrested the couple after finding an assault rifle and grenades during a raid on a housing complex where the couple lived. The couple denied the charge of concealing any weapons. Senator Orrin Hatch, who represents Holt's home state of Utah, posted on Twitter, "Over the last 2 years, I've worked with two presidential administrations, countless diplomatic contacts, ambassadors from all over the world, a network of contacts in Venezuela, and President Maduro himself, and I could not be more honored to be able to reunite Josh with his sweet, long-suffering family." This is VOA News. A suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-laden mini-truck near an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 8 soldiers and wounding around a dozen more. A provincial government spokesman, while confirming the casualties to VOA, said the early Sunday attack occurred in a volatile area in the Helmand district and province. The Taliban swiftly took responsibility for carrying out the bombing. An insurgent spokesman claimed the powerful blasts killed and wounded more than 100 Afghan security personnel, though Taliban casualty tolls are often inflated. Helmand is a major poppy-producing region, and most of the districts are controlled or contested by the Taliban. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 2 Palestinians were killed in the southern Gaza Strip Sunday by Israeli tank fire. Israel says that the tank fire happened as its troops were detonating an explosive device that had been placed near the border fence. Israel said in a statement that the charge was placed last night near the border fence in the southern Gaza Strip in an attempt to harm forces operating in the area and was neutralized this morning by IDF troops. Irish citizens have voted by a large margin to repeal the country's restrictive abortion law, dealing a serious blow to the anti-abortion movement. Election officials released results Saturday of ballots cast the previous day on the question of whether to keep or overturn a constitutional amendment banning abortions in most cases. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says more than 1.4 million voters favored repealing the constitutional ban on abortions.
The result is resounding. And it gives us as a government the mandate that we need now to bring forward the legislation as soon as possible.
The outcome is a landmark victory in Irish women's fight for abortion rights in a predominantly Catholic nation. But a leading anti-abortion group said Saturday, before the official results were announced, the referendum was a tragedy of historic proportions. John McGurk is a spokesman for the Say the Eighth group, which refers to the Eighth Amendment in the Constitution that bans abortion, predicted in an Irish television morning broadcast that there was no prospect the country's abortion ban imposed in a 1983 referendum would be retained. The World Health Organization's annual conference has ended on a high note, with the organization's director general praising delegates for giving him a strong mandate to implement an ambitious program of reforms and initiatives that will improve global health. The WHO chief wrapped up the first World Health Assembly by paying homage to his predecessor, Margaret Chan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.